Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Mother's Day is May 12th. I repeat, Mother's Day is May 12th. Let's not forget it. Our moms are the most important thing on this earth. And Macy's has the perfect gift guide to make picking something for mom so easy. You can shop by price. You can do 25 and under or 100 and under. You can shop all categories, fragrance, handbags, gift lists. You can even get gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted. And there's stuff for grandma, there's stuff for aunts. There's always top gifts like Beats headphones, digital photo frames, Polaroid cameras. Go to Macy's.com/giftfinder for the perfect Mother's Day gift. And remember, Mother's Day is May 12th. This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm going to be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Happy 4th of July to my gigglers.
How patriotic of us. We're actually recording on 4th of July. That's how much we love beating England at anything. That's how competitive we are.
I'm watching Wimbledon all day. Guys, this is a tennis podcast. We're watching Wimbledon. It's on now. Very chic.
Very chic.
Just having tennis in the background is like my ASMR.
Yeah, that feels like rich. Like if you walked into someone's like mansion, I feel like tennis would be on in the background.
Except if the girls are like grunting really loud, it does look sound like you're watching porno. They're just like,
I feel like rich sports people watch on silent.
Yes.
Like that's a thing.
They're just observing the art of the sport. We don't need commentators making little jokes.
Did you see Claudia's TikTok from over the weekend where she said she wanted to be as famous as pickle, like on her come up, like pickleball? Like who is pickleball? How did she get so famous so quickly? Why, like there's outfits, there's like designated pickleball days. And she was like, I want my fame to be like that.
Wait, that is so fucking funny because everyone asked me, do I play pickleball? And for tennis players, pickleball is considered like, if you can't play tennis, you play pickleball. Yes. But then some of my ex-tennis player friends are becoming like celebrity pickleball teachers and pros because they're like, you're automatically good.
Right.
So then I'm like, wait. And then people are like, why don't you play pickleball? And I'm like, do you want to know honestly? It's because it's the same reason why I haven't ever smoked a cigarette. I'm afraid if I start, yeah, I'm kind of obsessed with it. I'm going to have to quit all my jobs, including Giggly, yep, Squad, go on the pickleball tour, yep, and be traveling the world as a professional pickleball artist. I'm like afraid I'm going to get obsessed with pickleball.
And that's why I don't like organized sports.
Because there's a, yeah, cult. Pickleball is a cult.
It is.
It sounds cute. It's time consuming. You have teams. Next thing you know, you're judging other people for not doing it. Next thing you know, you stop talking to your family.
Yeah. And that's heroin. So.
Side note, we have to talk about some updates from our wild episode, last episode. Yeah. First of all, I have to clarify, Charlie Puth did not know that I was engaged. I don't know. Oh, it got, yeah, like spun. Also, they took my Photoshop photo.
When everyone and their mom was posting about Charlie Puth, we were like, first of all, we've like talked about this before. Second of all, this is how it actually made me love the Giggler so much more, because things that we say at live shows, that's fucking Bible. It's vault.
Bible.
We will say whatever. It's like the one rogue person like at a Giggly Squad show that will be like, she said this, this, and this. we don't identify with that. Like the girlies that were at that Giggly Squad show that we were like, don't say this, but it's Charlie Puth, are top gigglers. Top tier. Okay.
No, they're fucking, I almost like wanted, it was a thank you for trusting them to be like, I'm going to let all the gigglers in on it.
I almost want to send a mass email to just that one show being like, thanks, real, recognize real. Because not one person like leaked that.
Then with Braxton, I don't know, Sophia and Aurora followed us.
Yep. I was messaging Aurora.
Olivia, I think she was busy that day.
She doesn't know her name.
And
that's
then
fine.
I did notice that someone with their last name Berrios, I think it was Braxton's mom or aunt or something, commented and it was like, this is not what Braxton is like.
Okay, I almost commented on that being like, there were no Braxtons hurt in the making of this video. Because like, I felt like Braxton did that Instagram story because of us. And I was like, we weren't trying to shit on you like at all.
No, this was not about you. This was larger than you. No. But yeah, so Braxton does an Insta story response. I don't think, I mean, we definitely didn't like
prevent
him from doing the response. We definitely didn't.
We didn't help.
Make him feel bad. We didn't help. But he literally was like, for anyone who missed it, because people were like, what did he say? He basically was like, I don't want any drama and everything was good with the last girl and I don't want this. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. And there were people being like, he's so mature. He handled that so well. And like, all I could think of.
If a girl said that, they'd be like, defensive liar snake.
She clearly wants attention. Wait, that's so true. Remember when like Adam Levine's like mistress came out and everyone was like whore? And I just was trying to like say the truth. But like Braxton comes out and people are like, oh my God, that's a man with his head on his shoulders.
What an upstanding man.
Yeah. I hate men. I'm in a real I hate men phase right now.
I was on TikTok and there was this whole thing about like types of girls and it was very fascinating, and I want your opinion.
Wow, I can't wait. This is my favorite.
Okay, no, it's so fun. Okay, first girl's called Rat Girl.
Okay.
She is going to Barcelona, Ibiza, Valencia. She's drinking Red Bull. She has makeup remover. She likes disco balls.
Yep.
And she's just, like, partying in the club.
Yeah, couldn't be
and
us.
She has gold hoops on.
Yeah, couldn't be us. Okay.
Couldn't be us. No. Couldn't be us. Golden Retriever Girl.
Okay.
She loves Costa Rica. She has like super goop. She's wearing Hokas. She has Rio de Janeiro. She's eating acai bowls. Her bikini has like, I don't know, it's like crocheted.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I don't think that's us either.
Nope. Couldn't be us either. No.
Couldn't be us. No. We're not. This the girl hikes. That girl hikes.
Yes.
Okay. Now we're getting interesting. Mouse Girl.
Okay.
She's going to Budapest, Vienna, Prague. She loves cats. She's drinking iced coffee. She's going to local libraries. She likes the Diptyque candles.
Okay.
She's traveling, sightseeing, going to museums. Not us. Couldn't be us.
No, couldn't be us.
Flying Squirrel Girl.
I'm feeling like this one might be more similar. Okay, proceed.
Flying Squirrel Girl, she's going on a cruise. Couldn't be us.
No, couldn't be us. Take it back.
She's doing a Croatian cruise. I feel like Flying Squirrel Girl, she drinks Aperol Spritz and she's wearing silver shoes, which I do love. She has a Dior lip oil.
Okay.
I
feel like whoever has a Dior lip oil isn't going on a cruise, though.
I know. I feel like Flying Squirrel Girl was just, they threw random shit at the wall.
Yeah, I feel like that's niche. Okay.
Sloth Girl.
Oh, yeah.
She's going to Switzerland. She's wearing UGG slippers, tea, Guisson hair oil. She's journaling.
Okay.
She's napping. She has like gold jewelry. She has like these headphones.
I want to be her. I'm trying my best. Each and every day I try and be more like her, I would say.
She's wearing a like, oh my gosh, these cute white pajama set.
Yep. Yep. The little shorts and the button ups. Yes.
Okay. So I think Sloth Girl is definitely part of us. She's wearing a locket.
You never know. Sometimes you love a Y2K jewelry find.
I do. I do. Oh, wait. That was it.
Okay. So we're...
So I think I'm Sloth Girl and Mouse Girl and Rat Girl combined.
I think I'm just Sloth Girl.
I think you're Sloth Girl with a little flying squirrel.
Yeah. Like a bit of flying squirrel.
Do you remember?
Either way, we're all rodents.
Do you remember how viciously I used to bully you during COVID times and I said that you have the body type of a cricket?
Okay.
That was body shaming.
Okay, you know what? It's so funny that you bring up my cricket, me being a cricket, whatever.
Aesthetic? My cricket aesthetic.
Because you know how competitive I am. And over the weekend, I had to play kickball and obviously, like, I had to dominate it. I'm so fucking sore. I did hit a home run my first time up to plate, but
obviously
it was a slip and slide situation. And I, last month, I didn't realize that I've never used my calf muscles before. And I had to ask, like, hey, what is this muscle that's sore? And everyone's like, your fucking calf. And I was like, oh, okay. Never heard of her. This past weekend, I've never worked out my triceps. Not one time have I done a single tricep move because let me tell you, my arms are so sore. I can't even pick them up above my head.
But you did kickball. You just used your legs. Why are your arms sore?
It was slip and slide kickball. So I was.
Oh, so you were putting your body through trauma.
Yeah. So I was literally, I was full out body. Like my abs, I can't tell if like I stretched my abs so much or if it was like me banging on the ground to try and get to the next plate like fast. But either way.
Also, I hate to say this. Yeah. Welcome to 30.
I woke up and I was like, I think I was hit by a car.
Des made me stretch for 15 minutes this morning. Longest 15 minutes of my life.
But did you feel so good after?
Kind of. I was like, my lower back's tight. And he's like, I got some good moves for you to do.
I literally woke up the other day, laid on the ground, and I said, I think I have to do a back bend. Because I couldn't get the pain from my back. I was like, I don't know what to do other than stretch in ways I've never. Get in positions I've never been in before.
So I do think it's stretch girl summer.
Okay, yes.
And that girls need to stretch more because one, Novak Djokovic, number one tennis player, greatest of all time, stretches 2 hours a day and he has like, knock on wood, the best like injury record. He's so
healthy.
That
man is lengthy.
That man is stretchy and fast.
Yeah.
And as girlies, we have to be fast. We have to be speedy at all times. We're running from the patriarchy. Also, this guy, Brian Kelly, the points guy, told me he goes to this place called Stretched in New York. Yeah. And he does it once a week where it's like a massage slash professional person stretches you. And he said he literally got taller from it. And it made him like the most healthy he's ever felt in his life.
Oh, my God. How much taller? Just like a like
I don't know,
a
but he's big.
Inch.
He's 6'5". Yeah, oh, my God. Imagine you become a tall cricket. You become a praying mantis.
Imagine I get so tall and I'm just like beating your best friend Emrata out for campaigns. I'm like, sorry, I grew 2 inches.
I do have to say that Paige, when it comes to like silly little sports, is incredible. You know when like a mom needs to save her child and she gets like all this crazy power to like pick up a car to save her child? That's you when it comes to like beer pong. Like, I don't know where you get this power from.
Do you want to know what I think it is? I think it's because I was never good at traditional sports. Like, I wasn't gonna join a traditional sports team.
Yeah.
Because I just wasn't good at it and it was too much pressure for me. So like in gym class when it was like, oh, we made up this stupid game, I felt like I had to dominate it.
Yeah, like that was your time to shine where people couldn't expect it and we couldn't really train for it.
Right. Like you couldn't train for it. We're all at the same like point. There's no advantages. And I was like, this is my time to really shine in terms of physical activity.
You have very high potential to become a crazy sports mom.
Yeah, I do.
Like the mom in the rafters with her like Gucci sunglasses on, fuming because the ref just called a strike on your son.
Yeah.
And it wasn't right. It wasn't okay. And you're going to have to talk to someone after.
Yes. Yes. I have potential to be a really nutty sideline mom because I'm competitive.
I could see you on the phone with like Nike trying to sign your kid. And you're like, Adidas came in with a higher rate. So I don't know what you're going to do.
Oh,
talk to you later.
God.
Bye. Reeboks on the other line for my little Stanley. Stanley's gonna change the game of basketball forever. I haven't watched the Air movie yet.
You have to. It's so good. And I feel like people don't like realize that the reason Michael Jordan is rich is literally because of his mom.
That is the feminist story that I want to hear.
Wait, speaking of like not feminist, whatever, have you watched the rest of The Idol? Like, did you finish it?
Yes, I can tell. Well, first of all, Now you've watched yes. it. What is your opinions?
I have so many thoughts. All of them unconventional, unpopular. I actually feel like I've been getting in debates with people and they think like they leave the conversation thinking that I'm weirder than they had initially thought. My first thought is, was it weird? Was it quirky? Were you confused at what things were going on? Yes, but I think it was a lot more realistic than people were trying to give it credit for. Like, they were like, oh, these sex scenes are so, like, rapey and, like, and these are, like, horrible. The one sex scene, I was like, okay.
You're like, that's a Tuesday for like, me and Craig.
I was like, I kind of don't think that that's, like, so crazy.
No.
Like, oh, my God, he put a blindfold over her and then, like, okay, not, like, that nutty. The cult stuff was weird. Them, like, electrocuting that guy I thought was really weird, but at the end where you basically realize that she was the master manipulator at all times, I felt like was very real. And also the way he was manipulating her, like, so slowly and, like, randomly doing things, and then but she was using him, I think that was real. Like, if you've met anyone famous, I feel like you know that people use people. But the last thing I will say, because then I want to hear your thoughts, are nobody's talking about how The Weeknd made a full-on show about Selena Gomez. Like, that, I feel like he was trying to say that Jocelyn is Selena Gomez.
So, people are saying it was Selena Gomez or Britney Spears, because there is a dance scene that's, like, identical to Britney Spears. But so, it could also be merged a lot of things. I wonder, when Selena was dating The Weeknd, was her music, like, different? Her style was different.
I think she was, well, just when they were saying, like, how Selena was like, doesn't people in her documentary where she was like, I want people to take my music seriously and I want it to be perfect, and like, I feel like Jocelyn had that, mm-hmm. like, I want people to take it seriously, whatever, and her whole team being like, we don't want her to have another mental breakdown, and the team being like, she didn't have a mental breakdown, she was exhausted, we never said she had a mental breakdown. Like, I felt like that was very Selena inspired.
I want to know the tea of why it's only 5 episodes. No huge HBO Max show, mm-hmm. now called Max, now sounds like a guy that doesn't text you back, no. but I'm not going to get
Wait,
into it.
That in itself.
Is only 5 episodes. That makes no sense. They definitely bought minimum 6. Should have been 8.
Yep.
So I want to know the drum.
Because the last one, I had no idea what the fuck was going on.
I have to say, I think Lily Rose Depp is a superstar.
Superstar.
If she has one fan, that fan is me.
Same.
I'm obsessed with her. I think she's iconic. I think she's everything. She's a Gen Z queen like myself.
The striptease at the end, I was like, what's happening?
No, like, I've never seen anything cooler, hotter, sexier.
I was like,
beautiful.
I want that dress. I need that dress for my birthday.
Somebody was making fun of it, though. There was like a Sims party where they're doing like disco music and it's like, wah, 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 wah. And they're like, that was the music played there, and everyone's like, this is the greatest music I've ever heard.
Yes.
And it's like, wah, 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 wah. But I sing so much on this podcast. Who do I think I am? Claudia Autry. The last episode, I do feel like kind of lost me a little, where it all kind of was rushed. I feel like things could have been developed longer. I wanted more. I like the idea. I don't think it was executed right. However,
I did.
The way people are hating on it is not.
Yeah, the people are like, insane. Euphoria does just this crazy shit. Like, it's not like that. Like, I didn't feel like it was so like demonic that I was like, oh my God,
it's
I have
just,
to turn it off.
You can tell it was. It's definitely like from The Weeknd's perspective, which is weird as a woman, because you're kind of like, who is this random rat tail dude that we all like. It's all about. But I mean, he is a star. Mm-hmm. But it did seem like the men were like, we're taking control of this narrative.
Do you like The Weeknd more or less after watching it?
It made me realize that I knew nothing about The Weeknd.
I was talking to Sierra about it, and she's not a fan of him, not a fan of his music. Now after the show, really not a fan of him. I feel like he fully brainwashed me. I feel like he's like a creative genius like Kanye.
Okay. So, you know, The Weeknd, I've been a fan of since like 2010.
Yeah.
House of Balloons. Like, loved his early shit. Yep. I just didn't know his personality. I realized he's funnier than I thought he was.
I love that.
Like, he's actually funny.
And I feel like he's just creative. Like, okay, he's a music artist, but he was like, I have this idea for a show. I want to do it. Like, I like that. Like, I like when people step out of what they're known for and do something else that's in, like, a creative space. I always think that's really cool. So I
just want to know the drama. There was drama. And to tell you the truth, Rachel Sennett, who was the assistant who everyone was mean to, is my... I mean, friend is a strong word, but like, I know her in the comedy scene in New York City. If I saw her, Layla? We'd hug, we'd say...
She played Layla? Or
the Jocelyn's best friend.
Yes, okay. I think she was the best actress of everyone in the cast. She was the most believable of being like, what's happening? Like, I felt like I watched the show through her perspective. Through her.
Anyway, people should watch it and DM us and tell us what you think. Because like... me and you could be enabling each other right now.
For sure. But that's how all great friendships last, you know? It's just two DeLulu girls saying, exactly. It literally so
literally.
True.
Your recent post of you, I think you were in Italy.
Yeah.
Are side parts back?
I think so.
I have whiplash.
Have you, okay, my follow up. Have you ever been a side part girly?
I was fortunate to be born with a cowlick. Mm-hmm. If people don't know what that is, it means like my hair, when you put it to the side, like I look like Donald Trump.
Got it.
It doesn't like smoothly go. Like the only way it works is down the middle. You with the side part was like gorgeous Cindy Crawford-esque.
Thank you. Well, I'm like, I feel, even though it's been a few years, I feel like I'm still a recent middle part girl. Like I didn't start a middle part until... honestly, I feel like till I was out of college.
I think with your short hair to the side, it's giving Marilyn Monroe. It's giving...
it's giving like, Ana de Armas as Marilyn Monroe. You know, it's just... Wasn't that a crazy movie?
I feel like we either like love stuff or we hate stuff. We shat on that movie.
I couldn't. But I'm very into the side part and I feel like it's a Sofia Richie effect.
I'm also doing No Nail Summer.
You are. Let's talk about how the universe has kind of like...
we got there.
Gotten back to basics.
Well, it actually was like 2.5 years, my nail journey. And I feel like, honestly, I got to the top.
Mm-hmm. You peaked.
Of like nail influencer-dom. Yep. Like people were coming to me for inspiration. I felt what it was like to be... number one, to be honest. And I said, you know what, I did it and I'm on to other dreams, other aspirations.
You're looking for new creative opportunities and you're taking a step back right now.
I'm taking a step back because it is a lot to be in the public nail eye.
So when you
every
say
time you get them done,
when you say No Nail Summer, you mean no polish at all or you're doing like nudes?
So my whole life has been short and know nothing.
Okay.
Because there's something about summer when I'm sweaty and I eat a taco and then my fingernails smell like burrito for the next 7 weeks that I just can't.
Wow, I'm so getting Chipotle today.
I can't. I'm playing volleyball. I'm digging holes in the sand.
Yeah, you're doing things. No, you do things in the summer. You're like...
I'm playing golf. Yeah. I'm like texting. I'm doing a lot of things and I
hate to bring up that I feel like I'm thriving with my nails because I've converted to a new nail shape. So usually I'm a square long girl, but I just converted to an almond shape and I'm currently loving it. And now I only get gel on my toes and I do regular nail polish on my nails.
You guys, keep up with us. It's changing every 3 days, the rules. Paige, first of all, how did you become a square girly? And then who convinced you to change your religion?
So funny
to
you
convert
say that.
You?
I used to get made fun of, I feel like, from like other girlfriends that are like, I can't believe you still do square nails. It's so trashy. But the reason I didn't I feel like never looked trashy.
I never
on
said
me.
That. I never said that. That was Stephanie. I never said
honestly,
that.
Honestly, it probably was Stephanie. No, I don't think it was Stephanie. Stephanie's always admired my nails. because I always do normal nail polish and I don't do gel, I feel like it doesn't look as trashy square. And I just felt like they grew, like I liked the way they grew, whatever. But recently, I just feel like they break just on the corner. So I was like, let me just like convert to almond. So I had to cut them a little to convert to almond, but now they're growing in kind of nicely.
Well, yeah, almond, you could actually go shorter. And but because it's long at the very tip, it could feel really long.
Yeah.
And you won't get stuff stuck in the sides. Yeah.
And I'm on a pale pink journey.
Can I say something controversial?
Always. This is a safe space.
Is your nail game good or are your fingers just skinny?
Did I do something to you? Do you think of me as a joke? Am I a joke to you?
No, just people are thinking it and I want to let you respond because everyone's thinking it right now. Everyone is thinking.
You're not
it.
Judging me, but you know that people will.
You're I'm looking at helping you get got ahead. It. Of the backlash that you're going to get, because this is my thing. Do you think anyone my nubs,
yeah,
I feel embarrassed even to put them to the camera right now. Yeah. My nubs could ever pull off a square look.
It's just okay, it's just, you want to know what I'm gonna say to this? It's just the way I have always my entire life had long nails. Even so, in third grade when the girlies were getting their nails painted, my mom was different. I had a different mom that I grew up with. So, like, they were coming in with their short pink nails. I was coming in with French motherfucking tips, okay?
Yeah.
And Kim was painting them on the couch on Sunday nights, and we did French manicures only. And so my nails grew square, and almond, like, wasn't a shape back then. Like, that wasn't a thing to have, like, different nail shapes. So I'd always just stuck with my basics. But as like I got older and like nail shapes, whatever, I just never converted because I felt comfortable with square. But I will say a hot take that I recently said in a group of girls somewhere, and everyone looked at me like I was actually crazy. I can't leave the home if my nails and toes aren't the same color. And I feel like it's an unpopular opinion because the girlies have recently been doing baby blue nails. That's been the new thing.
Green.
And then like a different color toe. If I'm going green nails, I'm going green toes. I need to be.
If you're going French nails, are you doing French toes?
I'm doing pale pink toes, the same color of the base. Don't try and trip me up.
And who is this for? Because it's not for me. It's not for Craig. I'll tell you that. Wait, Craig wouldn't even know if you shaved your head.
That's a new sentence I feel like I'm adding into my everyday jargon. And who is this for? I feel like that's something my therapist has asked. And who are you doing that for? Because it's not you, Paige. It's not you. And I need you to recognize
and whose voice,
it.
Whose voice is that? Whose voice are you hearing? Because it's not you.
That is something your mom says.
Paige can't leave the house because she has a baby blue toe and off-white pinky nail.
You want to know what? I think it's a sensory thing.
Yeah.
I need it to match because I feel more put together.
I respect that.
So I don't want to have a wild bottom and a classy half. I'll feel too torn. Who am I? You know, is she hot pink in the sand in her toes, or is she going to Provence with her French manicure? You know, I can't
pick.
I think
wild bottom is my nickname. That's what they call me in the sheets. Wild bottom.
It's what the high school locker room would refer to you as. Oh, there goes wild bottom. Also sounds like the name of a horse.
Also, there is this thing going around that I've kind of been doing called wrong shoe theory that a lot of the fashion girlies have been doing. Yeah. Have you heard of it?
Yeah, like picking something that like doesn't, that you would so not pick.
Yeah, you basically pick a shoe that just wouldn't go, and that's like in right now. Like you wear a skirt with loafers.
Question, when you do that, are you picking your shoe first? Like, are you getting up and getting dressed and being like, I know I want to wear my sneakers today, so I'm going to pick an outfit based on that? Or are you getting
dressed? Great question. Yeah. I never do that, but like, I wouldn't, no one should listen to how I put together an outfit because it's reckless, it's uninhibited, and it's not.
Oh my God, it's uninhibited. You're a creative genius. You're literally The Weeknd, you're Kanye's protege, you're.
It's irresponsible. Yeah. It's irresponsible how I do it. But like, I'll normally put together an outfit and then I'm like, what I'm going to do. And then there's the obvious choice. And sometimes it's not even like the kind of shoe, it's like the color.
Got it.
So it's like, I either like going like all the same color or like really different. People are doing like, you know, a baggy jean short with, you know, a cute sandal.
Yep.
It doesn't have to be like crazy, but like, or a dress with like a cargo boot. What's a cargo boot?
I don't know.
It sounded right. A boot.
I didn't even question it. I was like, yeah, a boot that has a lot of pockets. Duh. Now I forget what I was going to say. Oh, like I like a jogger with a heel. Like I think exactly. That's super cool.
Exactly. But like a really girly dress with like a stronger shoe. I don't know, but I think it's fun. Wrong shoe theory summer.
I feel like your friend Haley kind of started that because I feel like she was really the first person I saw to style like loafers, like every day, like really wearing loafers as like her go-to shoe, where you're not like throwing a loafer on.
Wow, she's gonna love that shout out.
Yeah, make sure you tell her I said that.
I spent all weekend with her. It was her 30th birthday.
No, I meant Hailey Bieber, not real Haley. Oh.
Sorry, not I have like, so many friends named Haley.
Not like
in my
your
life.
Normal, real friend Haley. Like, not sweet, sweet baby angel Haley.
I feel like we should do on social media like a MySpace top 8 of all my celebrity friends because yeah. It's getting confusing.
No, it's getting so confusing.
But like, some people are like getting ahead.
I'm surprised Emrata wasn't inviting you to the white party in the Hamptons this past weekend.
No, that was crazy.
No, I felt so...
I think she thought I was in the city.
Yeah.
She thought I was... I did leave a story that said going to the Hamptons, but I think she missed it.
I bet she thought you were just going to be there. Like, she was going to
run
into...
She assumed I was
going
to be there. I know. She thought I was going... We were texting about other stuff. Like, it never was brought up.
I did want to, like, follow up with you because you said you were going to start, like, the new season of The Kardashians, and I was just wondering if you had, in fact, started it. Yeah,
I that was a don't remember saying
yeah,
that.
Yeah, okay, that was it. Got it.
How's it going?
It's going. It's a lot of drama, but I think it's good. And
so is it better drama than you thought it would be?
Yeah, it's basically like I didn't really realize this. Oh, here's the thing. I feel like I'm in such reality TV mode. There's something really major fourth wall going on that they can't like tell us because Kim and Courtney, I feel like, don't really speak.
They don't
like I think they just despise each other like in real life. Like, I don't think they where like I think Kim will call Khloé and be like, oh, my God, guess what happened? But I don't think she's doing that to Courtney. That makes me sad. But
yeah,
here's the other thing. I love Courtney, too. I'm like a big Courtney fan as well. The thing I don't love about Courtney is...
That's how you start all your shit talking. I love her.
No,
obsessed with her. She's
perfect. She can literally do no wrong.
Would never, ever say anything bad about her.
But actually, however, this is a greater thought that I have. This is a bigger than Courtney Kardashian thought. When you don't like someone in your life or on TV or a character in a movie... Sometimes I think I don't like people because there's a little bit of like deep down subconsciously you do that too and you don't like it about yourself, but it's easier to see it in a character or in someone. So
and then you project your shit onto them.
So then you're just like, I fucking hate that person. The thing that I have with Courtney that I don't love and I've recognized that like, oh, did I used to do that? Do I do that sometimes? I don't like that whoever she's dating, she then becomes like a replica of that person. Like, I feel like her personality very much is based around whoever she is with at the time. So, like, when she was with Scott, I felt like she was very, had a very different personality. Even, like, her humor was different. The way she dressed was different. And with I'm not saying, like, it's Travis's fault, but I just feel like she's very different than the person I used to watch on TV. Where with Kimberly, I feel like it's been a slow evolution of her. Like, I can still see her personality from when she was with, like, Chris Humphries to, like, now.
No, Kourtney Kardashian is giving, like, Cameron Diaz and Shrek. Like, just because he's an ogre doesn't mean you
But she used to dress so, like, cutesy. And, like, I used to say Kourtney is the best dressed sister. And I haven't said that in years.
Is it true that the girls would kind of say Kourtney's, like, the bitch of the family? But I always thought she was, like, low-key so funny. Like, I never thought she was
She had a bitchy. Very dry humor. I think also people don't realize that, like, she was the oldest and I feel has the most childhood trauma. The others were too young to realize what was happening. So, like, when her parents were getting a divorce, I think she got that trauma the hardest.
Wow. Look, I mean,
look at us just analyzing them.
Yeah, write a thesis. That's really good. I've been missing. I haven't been watching the Kardashians, but now I realize I should. I think I'll watch it at night, like, to go to sleep. And shout out Kim. I know you're listening. We love you. We're obsessed. You're my MySpace top.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
This episode of Giggly Squad is sponsored by BetterHelp. I can't tell you how many text messages I've gotten in, like, the past 2 weeks of people being like, hey, want to go out for a drink? Or like, hey, what are you doing right now? And honestly, it makes my anxiety skyrocket. So if you're someone like me and it's nicer weather and people are starting to go out and do things and you feel guilty and you're just, your social battery is down, sometimes it's nice to talk to someone about it. That's why I'm obsessed with BetterHelp. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, then why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule, just in case you do decide to take one of your friends up on their offer to get together in the nice weather. You can find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GigglySquad today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GigglySquad. I am so happy that it's spring. Spring is actually probably my favorite season. Winter is too cold. Summer is too much pressure. But spring just, I love doing spring cleaning. I love getting rid of things. I love starting a workout routine. You guys know that I've been trying to work out more and more. So I have the best news ever, and it's that Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm and to tap into your power and build towards your summer. Peloton has classes for everyone. If you only want to do something for 5 minutes, then Peloton has something for you. If you want to try yoga or if you want to do a walking class, then Peloton has it for you. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations and guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out. I like that when you do like a few workouts and you know which one's your favorite, they just like automatically give you more exactly like that. I feel like it just keeps your fitness journey fresh for every day. So get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com. Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school and get smoothing you know where. And they have straps that actually stay on. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. comfort and support is absolutely guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck in between two cup sizes that don't really fit you. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your first order with code PODCAST15.
Wait.
We haven't even talked about Mauricio and Kyle.
I was about to bring it up.
Is that nuts?
Well, did you see she just announced that it's not true?
That she's not a lesbian?
Oh, I didn't know we were talking. I don't know.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Okay, all I heard was that they were separating, and then she posted and said, "Hey guys, we've had a really bad year, but we're not divorcing or separating. We just had a really bad year."
Very interesting. Very interesting. TikTok disagrees. And
are you on Lesbian Talk? What's Lesbian Talk saying?
Are you on Lesbian Talk? Like, in general? This is a total separate. My question is, does your algorithm think that you are a lesbian? Because sometimes I think that my algorithm does.
No. Occasionally I'll get JoJo Fletcher. Is that her name, JoJo Fletcher?
Nope, certainly not. She's from The Bachelorette. She's happily married, I think.
Is it Joelle Fletcher?
Nope, wrong again. What's her JoJo name? Siwa is who you get.
No, I'm not talking about JoJo Siwa. There's a lesbian singer. Her name is just Fletcher.
Okay.
And she's like really hot. Okay. And I'm on Fletcher Talk, okay, but I'm not on like full lesbian talk.
Oh, I'm on like full lesbian couples talk.
Oh.
No, I'm a full lesbian on TikTok.
On TikTok.
I have zero in between.
Have I gotten down why did I say lesbian? I've gone down lesbian rabbit holes where I've been like deep in drama of like who's dating who. But then I go back to depression cat talk.
I have thought, like, if I were to be a lesbian, what kind of lesbian would I be at, like, 2 a.m. on TikTok? I'm like, would I be this kind of lesbian or would I be...
If we had to leave our men and be with a girl, which doesn't sound bad at all, like, we're always, like, 2 seconds away from doing
literally.
It.
Literally.
What is your type?
I don't know. I don't know. That's the thing. But there is this one couple that I'm literally obsessed with on TikTok. It's Olivia and London. And they're always doing, it literally feels like they're just like best friends and they share clothes. And I think that's the part I'm attracted to because the way they dress is so fucking cute. And like, they just got engaged. They're planning their wedding. They are like preppy. I think they live in Alabama. And they are just like the preppiest, cutest little lesbian couple, and I'm obsessed with them. And at first,
see, I like lesbian couples because they're powerful. Like two women on their shit together without having to like wait for a guy to like find tampons in a grocery store. Like you're getting shit done.
And you know me, I'm always thinking of logistics. And like one of the first thoughts I had was like, I bet when you walk into their house, it smells so good. You know, like that was my first thought. I bet also when you walk into their house, like their dryer's always going because they're always like, oh, I just have to dry this really quick. Like that's something that I love.
I'm doing a new Hand on the Street segment for Pride, where I'm interviewing like LGBTQ++.
Yeah.
And I was joking with the lesbians about like how there's a stereotype that they move in together really fast. And after talking to them, I'm like, if someone that night makes you come 18 times, first of all, you can't walk to leave their apartment.
No.
Second of all, why would you leave?
Yeah. Is that like a stereotype that lesbians move in together really quickly? I didn't know that.
I think it's because it's like two girls, like they want to have that emotional connection. But also like think about how like I have multiple orgasms. Mm-hmm. Dudes, they don't.
Right.
So it's like lesbians can go have sex for like 18 hours.
And then they get up and they like make a frittata, you know, and they both clean the kitchen afterward, you know, like they're both simultaneously
cool.
Putting things in the dishwasher. Like that gets me revved up, you know, to know that there would be someone there to be like, oh, we're out of paper towels. Oh my God. That gets me fired up.
I'm more of like a quality versus quantity friend type person. And I do really think in my life, I always have like one dude I'm into. And then I have like one girl who's like my wife at the time.
Yes.
Like, I need to have it, and that's it. I don't need to tell 18 people. I just need, like, one girly who's, like, ride or fucking die. Yes.
And, yeah, and what else would you need? So if you're a lesbian, you literally, I get it, why they move in quickly. I would, too.
You only need, like, one blow dryer.
And if you're dating a lesbian that's your same shoe size, the world is your fucking oyster.
Also, instead of lesbian talk, I have found myself on mustard talk.
Wait, are you talking about the videos where the people are like potato, mustard, cottage cheese, carrot, mustard, cottage cheese?
So the girl goes, chicken sausage into the mustard. And then she goes, all she does is make this plate of like raw vegetables and chicken sausage and cottage cheese and mustard, and you just watch her eat it, and she's cute, and she's like, I lost 80 pounds.
I don't know if I fuck with mustard like that, though.
Well, that's the thing. Des and I got in a fight because he wanted Dijon for the weekend, and I was like, we're doing yellow mustard like a baseball game.
Well, yeah, because you're making hamburgers and hot dogs. You're not putting he throwing
and
a Dijon,
like, Dijon. I'm like, Dijon,
is he throwing a Dijon on his hot dogs?
We're not in the south of France. Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. He has a palate on him.
He has an elevated palate. Yeah. He does. That's why he likes my pussy.
I did see,
I'm perturbed.
I did see some photos of you over the weekend just whipping food up for your guests. I did DM you and say Michelin star for sure. But did you try your hand at any crazy creations?
So I became a fully different person. Yeah. I bought mozzarella, mm-hmm. basil, tomatoes. All my friends, I started making it. They're all freaking out. They're like, do you need help? There were cat treats like right there. Yeah. And they were like, are you sure this is like a sanitized environment? And I said, shh, shh, I'm the hostess with the mostest. Mm-hmm. I cut the cheese. Then I cut all the little tomatoes. I put it on with a basil, a little bit of salt, a little bit of pepper, olive oil, a touch of balsamic. And I was the talk of the town.
I heard about it in Southampton.
I felt like a mom.
Yeah. It felt very wholesome over there. I'm going to be honest. I was 2 seconds from
I do think, though, like, why do we go straight Italian? Like, it's like, what should we do? I'm like, caprese. Yeah.
No. Oh, my God. I totally get that. If you're bored, like, what should we do? I don't know. Probably eat cheese.
No, literally.
If I go to someone's house and they don't have like a designated cheese board, I'm like, this house is trash. You know, like if they're hosting a party and there's not a cheese cube in sight, I'm like, are these people having problems in their marriage? Like, what's going on?
Also, if you're bringing chips and salsa and the chips do not have a hint of lime.
Yeah.
The hint is you need to leave.
Like, if you're just grabbing the Tostitos that aren't even scoops, you want to break up with him.
One thing I didn't factor into friends staying for the weekend is, like, we're a napping family.
Yes.
And I'll push myself, but I'll hit a wall. Yeah. And we went golfing, and Haley ordered this thing called the transfusion. Have you heard of the transfusion?
Sure have, Hannah. That would be the only reason I would come and golf.
Blacked me the fuck out because I love ginger ale and I love grape juice.
And it's literally like one of them and you're like, I'm feeling different. And then you're like, yeah, obviously I'm going to have a second because that was so fucking good. And after the second, you no longer know your name. Whether you need to buy or sell, or you're just obsessed with looking at homes for sale, Redfin's got you covered. Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes so that you can see new homes first. And they give you personalized recommendations based on the homes you like. So you can find the home that's just right for you, whether it's a cabin, a craftsman, or a castle. With the top-rated Redfin app, you can favorite homes, share listings with others, and schedule tours, even the same day. With a local Redfin agent who can help guide you through the whole home buying process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents have the experience to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards what matters the most to you, like your next home. In fact, last year, Redfin saved home sellers $127 million. So no matter where you are in your real estate
estate journey, Redfin can help. Download the Redfin app to get started today.
Rakuten's Big Give Week is back with 15% cash back. It's a festival of savings with big cash back at hundreds of stores. Don't miss headliners like Moda Operandi, Ray-Ban, and Good American. I can't wait to shop beauty like Fenty and Ulta. Rakuten really is the best way to shop. You can really save by stacking cash back on top of deals. And during Big Give Week, the cash back is bigger than ever. It's the time to shop for everything you need for spring and summer, like clothing, outdoor gear, and travel. Membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you can get an extra 10% cash back boost. That's an extra 10% cash back on top of the 15% cash back. You won't see a higher cash back rate than these. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten. Shoppers get it.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
So we're a competitive golfing family. Like, we were there to play. Yep. Me, Dave, and Dez. And then Haley was like the color. She was comedic relief. By hole six, I didn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I was like hitting three balls. Dez was like, what are you doing? And I'm like, life is too short to care about sports, okay? And he's like, who are you? Yeah. You're supposed to get a birdie on this hole. And I was like, the only hole I'm thinking about is my butthole. Yeah.
I've gotten kicked out of golf courses before. And I've yelled, it wasn't me. It was the transfusions. Okay?
So, because it was for Haley. Dez didn't know that I was like sipping it the whole time because I was like, this tastes like literal juicy juice. Yep. I love juice. Like, that's better than wine.
If you put those in a Capri Sun pack, I would be like, for sure, that's a new Capri Sun flavor.
And then I had like a huge sandwich with sweet potato fries. And I was like, I can't tell if I'm in a food coma or a transfusion coma. But let's just say when I got home, I fell asleep on like the couch in the living room where everyone was talking.
Yeah.
And I could, you know, when you can hear them being like, is Hannah okay? But
you can't move. You've been paralyzed. You can't even like, open your eyes to like give a sign that like you are alive, but you're struggling. It's like you're in a coma. I wonder like if that's how people feel in a coma. Like, I'm right here. But you can't.
No, you know those dreams that you like can't yell, but you want to yell? Like, that's literally how I felt from this transfusion. And Dez is like, she played 9 holes. Why is she so tired? And I'm like, no, I'm blackout.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to make it, you know?
Who ended up winning?
I said that I quit.
Yeah. Wow. So you were real fucked up.
No, he was mad. He was like, you can't quit. And I was like, I don't play by the rules anymore.
Yeah, you didn't care.
But it was fun. And then I slept for like, that's the thing. I don't do socially acceptable naps. Like, Dez will do like 15-minute power nap. Great. I'm out for 3 days.
Question. When he's doing these 15-minute or he's doing these like power naps, is he setting an alarm or his body is waking up?
He like can't sleep long.
No. Like, I always think it's crazy the people that like set alarms when they go to take a nap, because I'm like, the world will tell me what I'm supposed to do. Like, who am I? Who am I to decide fate and set an alarm? If I'm going down for the nap, I'm in God's hands now. Like, it's whatever he wants for my journey.
I set alarms because I have stand-up shows, so I'll sleep by like 4 and my show's at 7, so Dez will always call me about like 6:30 because he has a phobia that I'm gonna sleep through my show and disappoint hundreds of people who have traveled to see the show.
Who have booked
so that's my biggest. But when you leave it up to God, that's the best nap.
The best nap. God, when you're like, I am one of God's children right now. Like, let me rest my peaceful
I am
rest.
Your shepherd, and I am a tired ass shepherd right now. I'm exhausted from shepherding. But then Dez gets mad. He's like, no, you can't fall asleep. And I'm like, watch me, I'll fall asleep
anywhere. I will fall asleep anywhere. There was a period of my childhood that I think my mom was actually really nervous that I did have narcolepsy. But then she realized that it was my tiny little brain and body getting stressed out. And whenever I would be really stressed out, I would fall asleep.
I'll do that some days where, you know, when you just can't take on what's happening and you're like, the only way to survive this day is to not sleep. Be conscious.
Yeah.
And that sounds so dark, but I've had some days where like I just decide I'm going to sleep this one through. I'm going to sleep it out.
It's so funny because the other day I was in my bedroom and like, this is like going to be very niche, but do you know, like when you're in a depression, like I know the state of what my bedroom feels like when I'm depressed, like, oh God, I'm not bringing up like my window shade. I have the purple like reflection of my TV from my fucking like Roku. It's dark in there, but I can see a rim of the sun through the window. And like door shut, definitely like clothes all over.
Yes, the state of your room in a depressive episode. Yes.
And like my room was like that the other day, but I wasn't depressed and I had to literally run out of there. Now this morning I was like, oh, yeah, we're settling in. Like I'm in it. This is where I feel my most comfortable. It's 12 in the afternoon. People are celebrating the 4th of July. I'm in here as if it's 4 in the morning.
Well, that's my problem. During the day when people are active is like the time that I get so crippled with my own anxiety because I'm like, what should I do? What should I do? That I'm like, I'm gonna do nothing. Mm-hmm. Then the second I know that everyone's doing nothing, I'm like, oh, now I feel free to be like, should I write a movie script?
No, literally, in my head today, Hannah, I said the exact same fucking thing. I was like, I should really get up and like do these three things on my checklist and I'll feel so good. And I'm like, but why don't I just wait till like 8 p.m. and I'll like do them then. And so that I can relax all day.
I'll start a whole business, perform a TED talk when everyone's asleep. But God forbid I work when you're supposed to work. It's almost like too much pressure. Wait, what's your opinion on Kyle and Mauricio?
Okay, so I've been seeing it for a week on TikTok of everyone being like, wait, I think Kyle is like in a relationship with a girl, and like everyone was missing it because of all the Scandoval stuff. But she like said like, please don't make up rumors, but there are a lot of like similarity things with this one country singer. Her name
is with Bronwyn?
No, her name is Morgan Wade. She's a country singer.
Oh, so they know the girl.
Oh yeah, she has like all these tattoos. She opens for I can't think of his name. Is there a country singer? Church, whatever. She opens for like someone
Winston
who's really
Churchill.
Big. Winston. Yeah, she's literally opens for Winston Churchill. And one of the things was like they saw a bunch of like interesting Instagram comments like back and forth to each other. One girl speculating that they are wearing matching rings on their ring finger because Kyle was no longer wearing her engagement ring and her wedding band. She was wearing just this one ring and Morgan had the same ring. She was wearing it. They both have heart tattoos, which like a lot of people have heart tattoos, but it was just a coincidence. There was this one Instagram comment where someone in like, I want to say it was like in Morgan's family commented and was like, I'm glad you got some Kyle time. There was also like no pictures of Kyle and Mauricio together for like 6 months and people just kind of like didn't pick up on it. Her post to him for Father's Day was very different than her post to him for Father's Day last year. Her daughter posted a picture, tagged everyone but Kyle.
I saw that.
That was interesting. I just think it's wild because everyone I feel like would always give her shit of like, you know, Mauricio was so rich and like there was like cheating speculations on his end. I don't think anyone ever saw it coming that like she could have possibly left him for another woman.
Well, you saw the psychic episode that they keep playing?
Yeah.
How the psychic was like, he'll never emotionally fulfill you. That broke my heart when that woman said that to her. But then it's like, and Kyle was like really defensive. You know, she's like, absolutely not.
If my husband leaves, I'm going with him.
Where are you going? To the submarine? To the Titanic? Like, what's going on? I do think that he's an example of a guy who's like so hot, rich, everything. And like, those are the guys that like, sometimes you could feel the most empty with.
Yes.
Because on paper, they're so good. And I'm not blaming anyone. No. I'm not blaming anyone. I'm not taking sides.
I mean, I guess we just have to see how it plays out.
I mean, again, Bravo's doing well with the storylines because now people want to watch this shit.
No, how crazy.
Beverly Hills has continued to... They've really reinvented themselves so many times.
Time and time again. I mean...
But it is her turn to be under a little bit of fire because everyone around her has.
I agree. I'm like... I do like the Beverly Hills franchise in general. I realize that I actually don't like a lot of TV shows and I actually don't pay attention to a lot of TV shows, but I do watch what people wear. So like, I feel like most of the time when I'm watching Beverly Hills, I'm not listening to them. I'm just looking at like what they're wearing, and I like to look at like wherever they're filming. Like I like to look in the background of their homes and like see what's in there. Yeah. Where I'm not really, like, paying attention.
It's, like, designer porn. But, like, I think most of it is fake.
I think a lot of it is fake. Like, what they're, like, wearing?
Sometimes.
You mean you think they're doing full DH Gate hauls?
I think that there's...
You think they're getting
a lot of girlies in
during
New York
TSA?
I think they're paying, like, good money for, like, good fakes.
For sure. I feel like there's a lot of Birkin bags that are Firkin bags.
Firkin bags.
You know, the one thing that always makes me sad about reality TV couples when they break up are the ones that like started on reality TV married.
Yeah.
And then ended divorced. And I always sit and wonder, like, do they think, wow, if I'd never gone on this fucking reality show, I probably would have stayed with my husband and like.
Yeah.
Like that is the one, like I just feel like there's a lot of that.
I do think there's a lot of relationships too that they're fighting, but they're fighting about production. Like I didn't want you to show this about our son's life, or like I didn't want you to bring this up about our personal life.
Yes.
So yeah, it tests it beyond, and like there's a reason why most people on reality TV shows, especially like housewives, do not have like long standing healthy marriages.
Yeah.
I mean healthy marriage is a strong word, like it's obviously complicated.
Right.
Finally, have you been following the Michaela wedding, the makeup girly on TikTok?
I haven't been following very closely, but I do know that she's getting married. Anything.
So this Michaela girl, I've always loved her because she has this Boston accent. Some people say it's fake. Whatever. I think she's different and cool.
Yeah.
People love to hate on her.
Yeah.
Like she had the mascara thing.
She's the one that lied. Yes. About the mascara thing. She had false eyelashes.
So she has her wedding. And someone leaked a text message from like one of her friends, apparently, who got to save the date, but then never got an invite because apparently Michaela decided to invite a lot of influencers instead, like James Charles, Chris Olsen, Dylan Mulvaney, yep. Like big influencers were at the wedding. And then all of these influencers did like a get ready with me for her wedding. And it was giving like branded whatever. My perspective. Get that money, sis.
Get that bag.
Get that bag. The people who are commenting, if you were in that position, you don't know what you would do. You know how many millions of dollars you probably made from that wedding? It's a stupid day anyway. I said it. It's stupid. It's not sacred. She's not a virgin, okay?
If someone called me and was like, hey, I'll give you 400 grand if you have all your bridesmaids make a get ready with me using this one specific product, I'd be like, fuck yeah. Hey, bitches. Get your cameras out because the food has been taken care of. The DJ, taken care of. The flowers, taken care of.
Drinks like, on me for the next 10 years. Also, it is going to be a public wedding anyway. So if it's going to be public and everyone's going to be judging it, you might as well, and you want to get famous from the wedding, you might as well invite as many influencers as possible to blow it the fuck up. Like,
also,
I get it.
I feel like I have... Because we're in that age where, like, we obviously know so many people getting married, it's actually very, I feel like, harder to get certain wedding things sponsored.
Oh,
like, it's not that easy for influencers to get a lot of things that for free for their wedding. And I've heard a lot of stories of, like, from on, like, brand sides of, like, how many people have reached out to get, like, things free for their wedding. And they're like, no, we're not doing that because it's so much money for the brand. So, like, if you are getting things for free for your wedding, I think you're, like, a pretty big influencer. And so it's like, who cares?
And like, yes, like you have to work on your wedding.
Yeah.
As in like you have to make sure you get content, but she'll have people for that. And I think for her, it's like whatever her dream was. Also, how many fucking of your parents' friends are there that you don't even fucking know?
Right.
I'd rather have Chris Olsen.
1,010%.
And again, like I'm not like I had my wedding and I wanted it to be private and like I didn't do any formal like things about it because that was like our whatever, but also it doesn't make me a better person than her. That meant like my husband and I wanted some privacy.
You want to know something I think about a lot? I feel like it's kind of wild that I've never gotten really drunk and eloped with anyone. I feel like I give off that energy.
like Vegas type shit.
I feel like I give off an energy that I'm like, let's just fucking do it and we'll get it annulled tomorrow.
I feel like you are no out of the vagina. You were like, we're having an Italian wedding.
No, I would still have that. It really actually, now that I'm thinking about it, I think it's stemming from I'm pissed that nobody's ever asked me to just like go get married. Maybe that's what it is. Where I'm like, nobody's asked me to elope. And I think that's rude.
Are you mad at Craig right now?
Yeah, honestly, I think I've been actually trying to think of things all weekend to just get mad at him for.
So go text Craig or call Craig is or FaceTime.
Craig is on a golf trip right now. And
so he's... And blackout.
And he's never been on one before. And he had the nerve.
He's never been on one before?
He's never been on like an overnight one. He's never been on
one. Why does it feel like he's literally your child at golf camp?
I sent him to overnight camp. He had the literal nerve the other night. I had called him and he was like, oh, like I'm out. I'll call you when I get back to my room. Great. Awesome. Amazing. An hour and a half went by. I went to sleep. She's tired. She's going to bed.
Yeah.
This man had the nerve to text me and say, oh, shoot, are you already sleeping? We just missed each other by 10 minutes. I went back in my call log. We missed each other by 2 hours, first of all.
It's the transfusions. It's transfusions talking.
I get what the girlies are saying. This is a golf trip. His timing's, he doesn't know what time it is.
It's worse than a bachelor party trip.
For sure. I slept like a goddamn baby, though.
Wait, that's so funny. Okay, we're gonna be in Toronto at this festival, and they just released a bunch of like non-festival tickets. Yeah. So you could just go to the show. So go to our website. There's like a bunch of more tickets for Toronto.
I'm very excited for Canada.
And happy 4th. Yeah. We love you guys so much.
Thanks for giggling with
us.